Last minute, Dallas, how are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Geez, it's been, I would imagine, a sleepless week for you looking at this weather report and trying to predict what's going to happen over the next couple of days. Do you have a report for us if there's going to be any rain that will arrive at the valley tonight?
Yeah, no, we do look like getting some. I spoke to the Judy forecaster and they did say we were going to get some showers this afternoon. We can have kind of missed them. We've probably had, you know, just not even half a mil of rain just throughout the afternoon, which hasn't really done too much. So we did upgrade the track at 4 o'clock with the stewards. We're now on a good 3. And with that, the rain is forecast to come around about 7 p.m, which could be up, you know, 5 to 8 mil. And if we do get that, then naturally the track will just probably go down to a 4. And worst case scenario, if we get some more, it may go to a 5. But I would like to think we're going to be on a good 4 most of the night if we get that rain.
So it's a game of poker in a way that you're waiting for the rain, you take that punt, but it sounds like you must be pretty happy if that rain comes and we race on a good 4 then, Marty.
Yeah, for tonight I am. I mean, probably if it had got more rain and we raced on that soft 5, soft 6, then that probably just makes it a little bit harder for tomorrow. But knowing that we're going to be on a firmish track tonight and run on a good 4 or a good 3 to good 4, that means the track's probably not going to get as much damage tonight, and then that'll help us out tomorrow, depending on how much rain we get overnight, which at the moment there are forecasting up to 20 mil.
Is your job nearly mission impossible if rain does come while the races are on to try and get your... It doesn't give your track enough time, really, to repair, does it, for tomorrow?
Not really. I mean, if we get the rain tonight and they do get a bit of damage, then naturally we'll work back tonight, rake back, and then we'll get back in the morning, give it another light rake, put a pattern in it, just lightly roll it, and then we'll be ready to go again. But the forecast for tomorrow is that the rain should be finished around 9:30, 10 a.m. Okay. And then there's some strong winds forecast after that. So if it does even get a lot of rain and get to, say, a soft 6, then with the winds and that, it'll improve as the day progresses, and we may get back to a 5 or a 4 by Cox Plate time. So that's the plan. And I'm no Jane Bunn, but hopefully we don't get as much rain as she has forecast, and we have a really good day tomorrow as well as tonight.
And where's the rail today? Is there any wind there at the valley tonight?
Nah, very calm, and there's just a few drops of rain coming down now, which I'm happy about. And rail's in the true tonight, and we'll just leave it there for tomorrow. With the track being as good as it is, I don't think there's going to be any reason to move it, even if we do get 5 or 6 mil tonight.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. You got the toughest job over this weekend, but you're the man for the job, so good luck, Marty. We'll catch up with you later on.
No, thanks, guys.